Good morning. This week we are learning Masechet Sota, Daf, Chaf Tesamid Beis, and we'll see how far we get. This weekly shiur for Masechet Sota is sponsored by David and Paul Baumzer and OMO Construction, Building Futures. The breakfast is sponsored by Bagel Munch, the Ili Nishmas, Figa Bas Chaim, and Shimon Ben Zev, Zev Ben David, Sarah Bas Shalom, Chaim Ben Yoshua, and Edel Bas Moshe Yosef. We are going to recap before we go anywhere. We're going to give some background on a couple of different inyanim. In general, Tumah and Tahara is not super difficult. It's just difficult because we never talk about it. And so whenever we do talk about it, we're like, oh, wait, how do those rules all work again? So it's only hard because we have to refresh ourselves. So I'm going to pretend that Rabbi Weissman gave zero introduction to Tumah and Tahara. I assume that he did, but the only way to actually concretize it is to review it. And if we just, Baruch Hashem, we didn't get through the whole daf last week. Because if we got through the whole daf and then we just went on to the next week and didn't talk about Tumah and Tahara again for the rest of our lives, we'd probably just forget everything that we tried to accomplish. So hopefully, by doubling up, we'll be able to reinforce these inyanim. Mirza Hashem, by learning these halachos and trying to grasp the basic rules of Tumah and Tahara, they should become halacha l'maisa Mirza Hashem very soon with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. So, let's give some background. The PDF that I sent you has the different levels of Tumah. So, we're just going to start off going through a quick background from top to bottom. I have a printout for me and Erez to share. Always thinking about you, don't worry. And we'll just go through what the different levels are, what can become each level, and that background is going to be very relevant for us, especially as we get to Shlishi and Revi'i L'Tumah. At the very top, we have an Avi Avos HaTumah, that is a dead body, that is usually where the story begins. The Tumah begins from a dead body. And if someone touches that dead body, or was in the same room, or carries it, any way you can transmit Tumah, a dead body can transmit Tumah to you, you become an Av HaTumah. So that's the first person that's going to be Tumah, could be a person who touched the dead body. That would be an Av HaTumah. We spoke about last week, that a Sheretz, a dead Sheretz, that could be like a mouse or one of the Shmona Shratzim that dies, that would also be an Av HaTumah. So Avi Avos HaTumah, the source of the whole story is either a dead body, a dead person, that would be an Avi Avos HaTumah, or it could be a dead Sheretz, but that or any other, there are other types, there's a Zav and all these different examples of Av HaTumah. So the story could start with an Av HaTumah, if it's a Sheretz or something like that, which we had on the top of our Amud, but also a person or a Kli that would get Tumah from the dead body directly would become an Av HaTumah. We're familiar with the concept of having having Avos and Toldos, and this is another example of that. You have an Av HaTumah, and then we're going to have all the other Toldos of Tumah, which is a Rishon and a Sheni, etc., etc. And also, just to clarify, there are only four things that can become Tameh in general. There's Adam, there's Kalim, there's Ochlin, and there's Mashkin. So either people or Kalim, or food and drinks. And what it's also important to keep track of what can become each level of Tumah. So an Av HaTumah, what can become an Av HaTumah? Only a person or a Kli. The Klal, just to make it what helps me remember what can become an Av HaTumah or not, the Klal is that the Gemara says that only things that have Tahara B'mikvah, only things that can become a Tahor through being dipped in the Mikvah, only they can become an Av HaTumah. So people, we know, can go to the Mikvah, and Kalim, you can dip a Kli in a Mikvah, and that would make it Tahor. Except for, we said last week, a Kli Cheres. A earthenware Kli is the one example of a Kli which can't become Tahor in a Mikvah. You have to break it. Yishaver, that makes it Tahor. So therefore, that's why, that's the reason why Kli Cheres is an exception, because it doesn't have Tahara B'Mikvah. So Kli Cheres is the one exception that it can't be an Av HaTumah. But in general, Adam V'Kalim can become an Av HaTumah. That's going to be a person or a Kli that touched the Avi Avos HaTumah, that touched the dead body. The next step down is a Rishon L'Tumah. A Rishon L'Tumah can be anything. It could be an Adam or Kalim or Ochlin or Mashkim that touched the Av HaTumah. So it could be you touched the guy who touched the dead body. Or you touched a dead Sheretz. That would make you a Rishon L'Tumah. And you can continue downwards to have a Sheni L'Tumah. Let's say something touched that Rishon. So as you can see in our chart, what can become a Sheni L'Tumah? Only Ochlim U'Mashkim. Only foods and drinks can become a Sheni L'Tumah. So if your apple touches a person or a clear, I think that was a Rishon, then that would become a Sheni L'Tumah. People cannot become a Sheni L'Tumah. Kalim cannot become a Sheni L'Tumah. Sheni L'Tumah and below, we're always just thinking about Ochlim U'Mashkim. Only foods and drinks can become that Madrega of Tumah. And that's by touching a Rishon L'Tumah. And then we can go down further to a Shlishi L'Tumah. Let's say my coffee touches that apple that was a sheni. Does my coffee become a shlishi? And the answer is absolutely not. Most foods and drinks cannot become a shlishi. And most foods and drinks cannot become a revi'i l'tuma. Those categories, for the average person, are not going to come up very often. Only truma or kachim can become a shlishi. We're going to see that the general theme is the more kedusha that something has, the more susceptible it is to tumah. So truma or kachim, they can become a shlishi. So if a kohen's truma apple touches the sheni, or if his kachim meat touches the sheni, then that can become a shlishi. And let's say his truma apple touches a shlishi, can that become a revi? No, it cannot, because truma cannot become a revi. Truma can only become a shlishi. That's the end of the line for truma. But kachim, however, can even become a revi. So if kachim meat touches a shlishi, it touches some truma that was a shlishi, that kachim can become a revi, and then that's going to be the end of the line. Kachim can become a revi'i, and then that's it. There's no more tuma being transferred forward for a kachim.
So here's a question now.
Yeah.
So a person could be toivel in a mikveh and become tahar, and so does kelim. So what happens now when you have food that's shlishi or revi'i? They cannot be toivel. So what happens to them?
Right.
That's
yeah.
It. You cannot. They're just tummy. You cannot eat them.
They're just tummy. So a kohen should be careful about eating them. The average person who's already. You know, if you're ready, tummy, there's different, but for most people, it won't usually be a problem. It's just when you're talking about eating truma and making sure that you're a tahor for various other halachos, you have to realize, hey, I ate a tummy piece of food, or I ate a tahor piece of food.
So a person who eats a tummy piece of food becomes tummy again?
That's actually going to be an example in our Gemara. That's a good shaila. Because let's say I ate a sheni l'tuma. So I can't become a sheni or a shlishi because I'm a person. People can't become sheni l'tuma or anything below. So if I eat something that's a sheni, I eat food that's a sheni, so what's going to happen to me? That's going to be the discussion. Most of that is dinim derabanan. Generally speaking, food can't be metame people. If you touch an apple, that's not going to make you tame. But there are a lot of, these are all dinim deraisa for the most part. There are a lot of those xeros midrabanan that, yeah, if you eat tame food, then you'll become tame, but that's midrabanan. But in echnami, food cannot be metame you, because you can't get that far down on the totem pole anyway. What exactly? Yeah. So we're going to have a lot of examples on Lamed Amud Aleph of Dinim Derabanan of Tuma, by us also on Chavtes Amud Beis as well. But that's all additional Xeros Midrabanan. This is the basic halachos Midoraisa. So if you're a person, the most tame you can become would be a rishon latama. If you're stam food, you're my cup of coffee. The end of the line for chulin food is going to be a sheni latama. If you're truma, then you can even go down. You can even become a shlishi in theory if you touched a sheni. But that's the end of the line for truma. And for kachim, the end of the line is going to be a revi'i latama. It can become a revi'i, but then that's it. That's where the story stops. And a very important chiluk to be aware of, that the Gemara is going to sometimes use the word tame. And sometimes use the word puzzle. This is a very important. It's such a simple yisod, but it's very important just to understand the Gemara in general. What's the difference between tame and puzzle? Tame means that this thing is tame, and it can also transfer tuma onto something else. So if I touch a dead body, I'm tame. Why am I tame? Because if I touch something else, I'm going to make that tame. But puzzle means that you yourself, not a person, but this item itself is invalidated, but it can't transfer tumah onto something else. So let's say a sheni touches truma. If a sheni touches truma, so what happens to the truma? It becomes a shlishi. Can that transfer tumah onto something else? No, it cannot. I mean, it actually could. It can make kachim. So it would, if you say truma is puzzle, if the Gemara is going to say, if you say truma is puzzle, that means that truma does not even have the ability to make kachim into a revi. What we're usually going to say is that if kachim touches a shlishi and kachim becomes a revi, that's usually going to be called puzzle, because it itself becomes tameh, but it can't transmit tuma onto something else because there isn't anything else that can become a madrega lower. That's a very important, just different terminologies to be aware of. That's going to help clarify a lot of the Gemara. Tame means you're tame and you can make other things tame. And puzzle means you yourself are puzzle, but you cannot extend tuma onto something else. Good?
Truma touch is a reason it still can make another truma shlishi, right?
Yes, so we're going to have that also. There happens to be, we're going to ignore all this for now, but the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachas Pesachim deals with food being metame other food. Is that true midoraisa? Maybe food can only be matame drinks midoraisa. Maybe midorabanan, food being matame food. So leaving all that aside, ein achnami. Yeah, so truma can become a shlishi. It could also become a sheni. It could also become a rishon. So if your truma touches an avatoma, it'll become a rishon. And it can make other things a sheni, etc., etc. Yeah, leaving aside those dinan derabanan versus deraisa of food being matame food or food being matame drinks. Okay, so what is our Gemara doing? So our Gemara is going to be essentially showing us what is the source of the fact that these bottom two categories exist. Who says that shlishi, that truma can become a shlishi? And who says that kachim can even become a revi? Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that those things are true? So how do we know that truma can become a shlishi and kachim can become a revi? So our Gemara is telling us the rule. This is it comes up in a couple of places, but these are the places where we're dealing with the source of the rule that we just discussed, that truma can become a shlishi, kachim can become a revi'i. Last week, we spoke about the source that truma can become a shlishi, and that was a kal v'chomer from Tevul Yom. That was on the bottom of Kaftes Amid Aleph. We have a kal v'chomer from Tevul Yom that tells us that truma can become a shlishi. And today, we're going to make a kal v'chomer from Mechoser Kippurim that tells us that kachim can become a revi'i. So we're going to look for the source of that last category, that kachim can become a revi'i. It's going to be a similar kal v'chomer as last week, but this time, instead of it being a Tevul Yom, it's going to be a Mechoser Kippurim. This, I know, must have come up last week, but we'll also just review that for a quick second. What is a Tevul Yom? What is a Mechoser Kippurim? So, in general, somebody becomes Tameh, they have to do a couple of things, usually. They have to go to the mikvah, they have to wait for the night, and then they have to bring a karban. Certain people have to bring a karban the next morning. So, if somebody's Tameh, so they're Tameh, then they go to the mikvah, so they're called a Tevul Yom. They have not yet, it has not yet become nightfall, and so it's still the day that they went to the mikvah, so they are they're in the tahara process. And so that person is allowed to eat chulin, but he's not allowed to eat truma. That's what we have on our charts over here. A tevul yom from last week is allowed to eat chulin, meiser sheni, but he's not allowed to eat truma, and he's not allowed to eat kachim. So he's making his way through the purification process. So that's a guy who went to the mikvah, but it has not yet become nightfall. Once you have Harav Shemesh, and now the night has come, but if he's one of the people who has to bring a karban, and he has not yet brought his karban, like a zava yoledes mitzora, then he's called a mechuser kippurim. That's a person who went to the mikvah, and nightfall already hit, but he did not bring his karban yet. So he's further along in the process, but he still has things he can't do, which we see in our chart. He's allowed to eat chulin, meiser sheni. He's allowed to eat truma, but he's still not allowed to eat kachim. That's, of course, until he brings his karbanos and becomes fully tahor, then he's allowed to even eat kachim. So Tevul Yom, the one who can't eat truma and kachim, that's how we had the kal v'chomer from there to learn that truma can become a shlishi l'tuma. And now today, we're going to discuss the source that kachim can become a revi'i l'tuma, and that's going to involve the mechuser kippurim. So let's look inside. We're around 10 lines down from the top of Chavtes Amid Aleph, Tanya Amar Rav Yosi. So minayin l'revi'i bakodesh shepasel. So how do we know that revi'i bakodesh is pasel? Right, there's the word pasel. That's a perfect word to use because kachim can become a revi'i, but it can't transfer tumah onto something else. So what's the source? There's no pasuk in the Torah. How do you know that kachim can become a revi'i l'tumah if it touches a shlishi? So Rav Yossi says it's a kal v'chomer. V'dinhu ma mechuser kippurim shemuter betruma pasul bekodesh. Just like a mechuser kippurim, which we have said in our chart, is allowed to eat truma. He's further along in the process. He's allowed to eat truma, but he can't eat kachim. So a shlishi l'tuma, that category of shlishi, shepasul betruma, and that truma can become a shlishi. So that category of shlishi l'tuma is a problem for truma. So ein odin hu sheyase revi'i bakodesh. So kal v'chomer, a shlishi can make kachim into a revi'i. I'm sure we'll come up last week also. These kal v'chomers are a bit different than we're used to thinking of. Usually, like this kal v'chomer is essentially saying that kachim is always one step higher than truma. So, right, because we see from Mechuser Kippurim, he's allowed to eat truma, but he can't eat kachim. Kachim is always one step higher. And therefore, if truma can become a shlishi, kachim can become even a revi'i. That's not usually how kal v'chomer's work. Usually there's a klal called dayo, lavo min hadin lios kenidon. That usually, let's say I make a kal v'chomer that we say, Erez is a lot stronger than I am, but I'm able to lift 100 pounds. So if I can lift 100 pounds, so usually kal v'chomer is, Erez, who's much stronger, can also lift 100 pounds. Kal v'chomer would not say that, oh, if Kevin, the weak Kevin, can lift 100 pounds, then Erez can lift 150. Kavachomer usually says, oh, if he can do it, then Kavachomer, he can also do the same thing that I can do. And therefore, the Kavachomer should have been, Truma is Kal, and Kachim is Chamor. If Truma can become a Shlishi, then Kachim can also become a Shlishi. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Kachim is always one step higher, and if Truma can become a Shlishi, then Kal Vachomer, Kachim can become a Revi'i. One notch higher. That's a chiddush. That's not usually how kal vachomers work. Usually we say dayo lavo menadin lios kenidon. The klal of dayo means that the kal vachomer can only extend as far as the kal was able to go. Don't usually say the chamor is one step further. So Rashi points out over here, and also in last week's kal vachomer, why is the Gemara ignoring the din of dayo lavo menadin lios kenidon? And Rashi essentially answers that whenever, if you would say dayo and you would restrict the kal vachomer and you'd say that, oh, and therefore kachim can become a shlishi, if by saying dayo you don't learn anything new and there's no chiddush being taught by the kal vachomer, then we're not going to say dayo. So over here, if we said dayo lavo menadin, we'd say, oh, like, if truma can become a shlishi, then kal vachomer kachim can become a shlishi. And that would not be a chiddush, because as our Gemara is going to say exactly in 2 seconds, we know from a pasuk in the Torah that kachim can become a shlishi. We already know that kachim can become a shlishi. Truma being a shlishi, that was a kal vachomer from last week. Kachim becoming a shlishi is actually a pasuk in the Torah. There's no new din being learned to say that, oh, truma, that kachim can become a shlishi. Therefore, we're going to ignore dayo and teach that kachim is one step higher. Truma can become a shlishi. Then kal vachomer kachim can become a revi. That's our kal vachomer. How do you know that kachim can be a revi'i? A kal vachomer from Mechusar Kippurim. And why? What about kachim being a shlishi? So how the Gemara is going to tell us, going to spell it out. V'lamadnu shlishi lekodesh min haTorah. The fact that kachim can be a shlishi, that's actually a pasuk in the Torah. And revi'i makal vachomer. And revi'i being, kachim being a revi'i, that's the kal vachomer we just said a second ago from Mechusar Kippurim. So what's the pasuk for a shlishi? So shlishi lekodesh min haTorah minolan. Where's the pasuk in the Torah that says that kachim can be a shlishi? The pasuk says by kachim the habasar. This is referring to kachim basar, to basar shlamim. Habasar asher yiga bechol tame. If basar, which is kachim, touches any tuma, lo yachel, you cannot eat it. So mi lo askinan dinaga b'sheni. It says if basar touches any tuma, then you can't eat it. That sound, it could, any tumah could be even a sheni l'tuma, which tells us that if kachim touches a sheni, lo yayachel, amar rachmana, lo yayachel, essentially telling us that if kachim becomes a shlishi, that's a problem. So the pasuk in the Torah tells us that kachim can be a shlishi, and the kavachomer and the revi'i mi kavachomer keda amran. The fact that kachim can be a revi'i, that is a kavachomer. We good? So very simple. But everyone should know walking out of here, how do you know that truma, we had in our bottom two categories, this is the takeaway for today. How do you know that truma can be a shlishi? How do you know that kachim can be a shlishi? How do you know that kachim can be a revi? We have these two bottom categories that apply only to certain things. Who says? So how do you know that truma can be a shlishi? That was a kal vachomer from Tevil Yom that we discussed last week. How do you know that kachim can be a shlishi? That's a pasuk in the Torah, the first pasuk in the Torah. How do you know that kachim can be a revi? That's a kal vachomer from Mechusar Kippurim. Good? So those three different limudim, which come from our Gemara, which are the building blocks of these halachos, of the categories of tuma. So now the Gemara is going to have a akasha on the kal vachomer. We'll go through the svaras, and then in the end we'll take a step back to make sure we followed all the steps over here. But we just said a kal vachomer from Mechusar Kippurim to tell us that kachim can be a revi'i. And we essentially said that if something can be a shlishi and is a problem for truma, then kal vachomer that it can make kachim into a revi'i. And now we're going to question that assumption. So Gemara says, Amar of Yochanan ta'am beribi eini yodeya. So Rav Yochanan says, I don't understand the svara of this great Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi was one who brought the kal vachomer. Rav Yochanan says, I don't like the kal vachomer because eini yodeya mahu. I don't know what the reason was behind it. Shaharei tshuvaso betzido. There's a problem, a glaring problem with this kal vachomer right in its face. That ochel haba machmas tevul yom yochiach. That we're going to see in a second. That the concept of food that was touched by a tevul yom, that concept is going to be a kasha on this Gemara. Why? Because shepasel betruma ve'eino oseh revi'i bakodesh. An assumption of our kal vachomer was that if something is a shlishi, it can make kachim into a revi'i. And in a second, we're going to bring an example, which is if a tevul yom touches food, that food can be a shlishi, but it cannot make kachim into a revi'i. So we assume that in general, if we said, oh, truma is a shlishi, then if it can for sure make kachim into a revi. But we're going to bring an example right now of a food that is a shlishi, but cannot make kachim into a revi, which breaks down the whole svarah of the Kal v'Chomer. It's not so simple that just because it's a shlishi, it can make a revi. We have an example of a thing that is a shlishi, and it cannot make truma into revi. In essence, it's a three-way machlokes, but within one of the shitos of that three-way machlokes, if a tevil yom touches food, that food can be, if it's truma, it can be a shlishi, but it cannot make kachim into a revi'i, and that's going to be a kasha on the Kal v'Chomer. So what are we talking about? So we have, if you have your charts from before, it'll be on the very bottom of the chart. Rabbi Weissman put down the three different shitos of this brayso we're about to quote about food that was touched by a tevul yom, and I think it really helps spell out the three-way machlokas that we have over here. So it says, Ditanya. This is a brayso regarding a tevul yom, where we said who tevul yom is. He went to the mikvah that day. If he touches food, what's the status of that food? And these are all dinim derabanan. We're going to discuss right now. So what's the three-way machlokas? Ditanya. Abba Shaul Omer, tevul yom techila Lekodesh. We treat a tevul yom like a tequila, like a rishon letuma. And therefore, he is letame shnayim, the lifsol echad. He is metame two levels, and he passels the third level down. So what does that mean? If you look in your chart from Rabbi Weissman, so Abba Shaul essentially says that a tevul yom is treated as a chumra. We treat him like a rishon. And therefore, he's metame shnayim. What does that mean? If you put your finger on the word rishon, he's metame shnayim. He's metame one. He can make a sheni into tame. And tame means that it can also transmit tuma onto something else. It's metame shnayim. It's also one step over. It can make that sheni, can then make a shlishi. So the Rishon was Metame Yesheni, and the Sheni was Metame Yeshlishi, so it's Metame Shnayim, and then Lif Sol Echad, that Shlishi, can then make Revi'i Puzzle, because Puzzle, that's the end of the line. So it's, Tuyom is Metame Shnayim Puzzle Echad, that's just a fancy way of saying, it's a Rishon. It could be Metame two levels, because the Rishon is Metame Yesheni, which is then Metame Yeshlishi, we say Tame because it's continuing the line, and then it passels one, it makes revi'i puzzle, which is the end of the line. So saying metame shnayim posel echad is basically a fancy way of saying it's a rishon. That's the shita of Abba Shaul. And then Reb Meir Omer, metame echad uposel echad. Reb Meir says that tevul yom, essentially, a fancy way of saying, it's a sheni. It's metame one level and pasels another level. Why? Because he starts off as a sheni. We treat a tevul yom like a sheni. That which he touches is Tame, he's metame echad, he makes it into a shlishi. And that which that touches is pasul's echad, it makes it a revi'i, which is pasul, because that is the end of the line. So Abba Shaul says tevul yom is treated as a chumra, like a rishon. Reb Meir says as a chumra, a tevul yom is treated like a sheni. And so far it's all within the rules that we are familiar with our trajectory of rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi'i. But then, the chachamim. The chachamim omrim, no, kishem sheposel ochle truma umashke truma, kach posel ochle kodesh umashke kodesh. Tevul yom, if you see how Rabbi Weissman put it, he's like a sheni in that he can make a shlishi, but he passels a shlishi. What does it mean he passels a shlishi? That's the end of the line. It cannot make a revi. So if a tevul yom touches truma, he makes it a shlishi, but then pasul. That's the end of the line. It cannot make a revi bekodesh. If he touches kachim, makes it a shlishi, and pasul. That's the end of the line. It cannot make anything into a revi. And that's going to be, that's where our kasha and our Kal v'Chomer is going to stem from. Our Kal v'Chomer assumed that if something is a shlishi, like truma, and it's a problem for truma, a Kal v'Chomer can make kachim into a revi. And now we see from the shita of the chachamim, you can have a shlishi that is unable to make kachim into a revi. Our Kal v'Chomer assumed that shlishi can always make kachim into a revi, but within the chachamim shita, a shlishi cannot make a revi. So everyone's going to say, yeah, but we had three shitas over here. We had Abba Shaul, we had Reb Meir, chachamim. Fine, according to the chachamim, you brought an example where shlishi cannot make a revi. What about the other two shitos? Maybe Reb Yossi holds like Abba Shaul or like Reb Meir. That's what the Gemara is going to ask right now. But that's where we are. So we had a Kal v'Chomer of Mechusar Kippurim. We rejected the Kal v'Chomer because we said, look at the chachamim shita. You can have a shlishi that's unable to transmit tumah onto a revi. And the Chor Reb Yossi holds like the Shita, the Chachamim. So that's the Pircha and the Kal v'Chomer. But then Maskef Lara Papa. Rav Papa says, wait a second. Me my de Rav Yossi Kirabanan Svirole. Who says that Rav Yossi holds like a Chachamim? That third Shita. Fine, according to the Chachamim of Akasha and the Kal Vachomer. But who says that Rav Yossi holds like the Chachamim? Dilma ka Abashal Svirole to Amar Letamish Nayim Elifsol Echad. Maybe he holds like Abashal, who holds, again, this is a fancy way of saying that a Tvol Yom is like a Rishon. And eventually when it gets to Shlishi, that Shlishi can also make a Revi'i. Maybe he holds unlike the Chachamim, and therefore there's no Kasha on the Kal Vachomer. Our Kasha assumed that he holds like the Chachamim. Maybe he holds like, maybe Rav Yossi holds like Abishol. So the Gemara says no. He can't hold like Abishol. I'm going to set up what the Svara is. If he held like Abishol, he would have brought a better Kal Vachomer in the first place. That's what the Gemara's Svara is going to be. So we had a kasha on him. We said, ah, it's not a good kasha. Maybe he holds like Abishol, not the Chachamim. We're going to say, no, he can't hold like Abishol, because if he did, he would have brought a better Kal Vachomer in the beginning to as a source that Kajim can be a Revi. So Esau could I talk to Abishol, Spirole? No. If it was true that he held like Abishol, and therefore my kasha is not a good kasha, but then Laisei Revi'i Bekodesh may Ochel Sheba Machmas Tevul Yom. He should have brought a better Kal Vachomer to teach that Kajim can become a Revi'i, and he should have learned it from food that was touched by Tevul Yom. Uma Ochel, this is the Kal Vachomer that he should have brought. Uma Ochel Haba Machmas Tevul Yom, the Tevul Yom Gufei Mutter, Bechulin. Just like Tevul Yom, which is eventually it starts off as a Rishon, and it makes that food into a Sheni, and Amar to Osa Revi, and eventually make it into a Shlishi, and then it can also be Osa Revi, because at the end of the line it can make Kachim into a Revi. So Ochel Shlishi, so Stam regular Shlishi, Haba Machmas Sheni, which became Tameh from a Sheni, the Sheni Gufei Aser Bechulin, and that Sheni, which is where it all started from, is itself Aser Bechulin, Eino Din Sheose Revi'i Bakodesh. Essentially, the Gemara is saying that yes, by a Tevul Yom, who touches food, that touches Tumah, that touches Kachim, it can become a Revi'i, but look at the Sheni where this all started from. A few steps back, that Sheni was mutter bechulin. It was a more kal type of sheni, because it was a tvul yom, who was able to eat chulin. And so therefore, when it comes from a more kal sheni, which is a mutter bechulin, and it's still, and it's ozer revi'i bakodesh, so stam ochel, a stam regular shlishi, which came from a regular sheni l'tumah, which itself is a problem for chulin, because chulin can become a sheni l'tumah, so eno din sheyase sheozer revi'i bakodesh. So essentially the Gemara basically says that if he held like Abishol, he could have brought a better kal vachomer, and instead he brought a worse Kal Vachomer from the Chutzar Kippurim, and therefore he must not hold like Abishol. Why is this Kal Vachomer better? So Rashi says it would have killed two birds with one stone. He could have brought a Kal Vachomer as a source for Revi'i Bekodesh, and also told the world that he holds like Abishol, which would have been two things to accomplish at the same time. From the fact that he does not bring this Kal Vachomer, it must be that he does not hold like Abishol. The last step of this Shakla Vataria, the Chi Tema, maybe you'll say, I know why he didn't bring that Kal Vachomer, Mishom De'iko Lemifrach, Malet Tevul Yom, Shekein Av HaTumah, because you have a problem with that Kal Vachomer, because it all starts with a Tevul Yom, and a Tevul Yom is an Av HaTumah, as opposed to the food, which started from a Sheni. So no, but ha'aisine mimachusar kipurim velo pirche. And where essentially says that you could have asked that same question on his actual Kal Vachomer that he brought from mechusar kipurim, which is also started from an av hatumah, and we didn't ask that kasha before, so clearly we don't have a problem with this starting with an av hatumah, so therefore don't ask that kasha on this Kal Vachomer, because we didn't ask that kasha on the previous Kal Vachomer either. So essentially, bottom line, our Gemara brought a Kal Vachomer from Mechusar Kippurim, which is the source from the fact that Kachim can become a Revi'i. We thought we had a Kasha on that Kal Vachomer because we assumed that Rabbi Yossi holds like the Chachamim. Within that Shita, you have a Kasha on that Kal Vachomer. We said, no, maybe he really holds like Abishol, and therefore there's no Kasha. But we said, no, he can't hold like Abishol, because if he held like Abishol, he would have brought a better Kal Vachomer in the first place. And since he didn't bring that Kal Vachomer, it must be that he does not hold like Abishol, he holds like Chachamim, and therefore we seem to have a good question on this Kal Vachomer. But in the end of the day, that Rav Yossi did bring this Kal Vachomer, and that's what we have as the source for Kachim being a Revi. So, takeaway for so far, we'll do a bit more. But takeaway so far, as we said before, what you should walk away from this year knowing is that what can become a Shlishi? Only Truma and Kachim. What can become a Revi'i? Only Kachim. How do you know that Truma can become a Shlishi? That was a Kal Vachomer we did last week from Tevul Yom. How do you know that Kachim can become a Shlishi? That was actually a Pasuk in the Torah that we brought. How do you know that Kachim can become a Revi'i? That was a Kal V'chomer from Mechusar Kippurim. Good? We had Kash on the Kal V'chomer, and we had him try to answer the Kal V'chomer. Bottom line, that's the Kal V'chomer for Revi'i L'Kodesh from a Kal V'chomer from Mechusar Kippurim. Okay. What's funny is when you ask yourself, why are we talking about this in the Masechta Sota? Where does this even come from? Tumah and Tahara? So it came from our Mishnah, which quotes a very unique Shita. When you learn the Mishnah, you're like, oh, I guess this is just true, according to everybody. And it's not. It's a unique Shita, a Rabbi Akiva, which we do not paskin like, but it's not so clear from reading the Mishnah. The Mishnah, how do we get to this at all? The Mishnah mentioned a Sota Halacha, and it said, Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Akiva. And Bo Bayom Darash Rabbi Akiva means Rabbi Akiva taught that, which we learned back on Brachos Chavches together, is that there was the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. They taught many different halachos. Whenever it says Bo Ayom, it was a halacha that he taught on that day when they opened up the doors to the base Medrash. So one halacha taught on that day was Sota related. Another halacha taught on that day was Tamatara related. And so that's how we got into that in our Masechta. What halacha did Rabbi Akiva teach on that day? He taught that chulin, regular food, can become a shlishi. Rabbi Akiva taught that chulin, regular food, can become a shlishi. And to us, that should sound funny, because we spent the whole time saying that what can become a shlishi?
Truma.
Only truma. And kachem also. Only truma and kachem can become a shlishi. Regular stam food can't become a shlishi. If you read our Mishnah, you see, Rabbi Akiva, he's a hamachacham. Rabbi Akiva says that stam, regular chulin, can become a shlishi, which is actually not how we paskin. If you look throughout Shas, that's never what we assume. We always assume that only kachem and truma can become a shlishi, and not chulin. The Gemara even says that, the Mishnah says, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was worried that, I brought this whole kav v'chomer from Tevul Yom to tell everybody that truma can become a shlishi, and I'm afraid that as the Yerida Sador wrote, as the generations go on, everyone's going to reject this halacha, because it's not a Mefurish Pasuk, it's from a Kal V'chomer, from Tevul Yom. Everyone's going to forget the halacha that Truma can become a Shlishi. And our Mishnah says, no, don't worry, I mean, he was already dead, but if he said, Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, who's in the grave, that you don't worry about it, not only did they not forget that Truma can become a Shlishi, even have Rebbe Akiva, who's trying to be more Machmir, and say that even Chulin can become a Shlishi. So that's the halacha that's in our Mishnah. Again, we always assume that only Truma and Kachin can be a Shlishi, but in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says that even regular foods, Chulin, can become a Shlishi. So now our Gemara takes the opportunity to say, wait a second, you should realize that many, many people disagree with Rabbi Akiva's Shita over here, and many hold that regular Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. That's where we are, five lines down from the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. Amar Avasi Amarav, Amrila Amarav, Ben Isi Amarav. We have the following five people who hold unlike Rabbi Akiva. And in reality, Rashi points out, many, many people will hold unlike Rabbi Akiva. But usually it's like anonymous Chachamim or Tanakama. Here we have five names we can associate who disagree with Rabbi Akiva and hold that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. And we're going to go through those examples. We'll see how many we get through for today. But the Gemara is going to have five different examples of those who held of Tanoim, who held unlike Rabbi Akiva, and they held that only that Chulin can become a Sheni, and that's it. Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. Shlishi is reserved for a Truma. Rabbi Akiva held that regular Chulin can become a Shlishi, but no, most hold that that's not the case, and we have five examples right now. So who do we have? We have Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer. Kulhu svir lehu de'ein Sheni ose Shlishi bechulin. Chulin cannot become a Shlishi letuma. Only Truma and Kachim can become a Shlishi. So what do we have? Where do we have these five Shitos? So one is Reb Meir. Ditznan, a Mishnah in Para says, Kol hata'un bias mayim midivrei sofrim. Anyone who requires going to the mikvah midirabanan, so midoraisa their tahor, midirabanan, they have to go to the mikvah. So anyone who fits that category, we'll give some examples in a second. Anyone who fits that category, that they have to go to the mikvah, midirabanan, they are metame es hakodesh uposel es hatruma. They can make kachim tame, and they can pasel truma. So they can make truma into a shlishi. That'll be the end of the line. But it's mutter bechulin ubemeiser. That chulin is not going to be a problem. So this thing is essentially, we treat them like a sheni. Somebody who has to go to the mikvah midirabanan, they're like a sheni, and that they're a problem for a truma. They can pasel truma, but they're mutter bechulin. If this sheni touches chulin, no problem. No problem. Because chulin cannot become a shlishi. and Maisa. Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds this person who has to go to the mikvah midrabanan is like a sheni. If they touch chulin, no problem. What does that mean? That means this person's a sheni, no problem for chulin, because he essentially holds chulin cannot become a shlishi. So we have Reb Meir who says mefurish that chulin cannot become a shlishi, which is against Rabbi Akiva. And like we always assumed, chulin cannot become a shlishi. That's reserved for Truma and Kachin. And Chachamim Osrim B'Maiser. The Chachamim actually happen to hold that this guy can't eat Maiser. A guy who has to go to the mikvah midi Rabbanan, he can't eat Maiser. But he happens to agree with Reb Meir over here that Chulin cannot become a Shlishi L'Tumah. But again, we're picking the ones where we have a name to associate that they argue with Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim actually agree that Chulin can't become a Shlishi either. So who is this? Who can't go to the mikvah midi Rabbanan? So Rashi gives a couple of examples. One example is somebody who, on the day of their mikvah, they went to the mikvah, and then they also rinsed their body in mayim she'uvim. So it can give off the impression that they became tahor because they took a bath. You can't take a bath and become tahor. You have to go to the mikvah. So the guy who goes to the mikvah and then takes a bath, it looks like the bath is what made him tahor. So therefore, they said midi Rabbanan, he has to go back in the mikvah. Which has some halacha ma'aseh applications for Nida as well, but that's a separate topic. Other example, Rashi says, a guy, your example, Erez, a guy who eats tumah. Rashi's example, that's a guy who needs to go to the mikvah midirabanan. And it should be obvious it's midirabanan, because what do we say? This guy who has to go to the mikvah midirabanan, we treat him like a sheni. A sheni, a person can't be a sheni. We said a person can be an avatoma, a person can be a rishon, a sheni, that's for Oakland umashkin. A person can't be a sheni. Obviously, we're assuming a din dirabanan. Whenever a guy is being treated like a sheni, that's a clear giveaway that this is a din derabanan, because people can't be shenis midoraisen. A midorabanan, if someone eats tuma, or if they wash in a bath of mayan she'uvim, they have to go to the mikvah midorabanan. That was the topic of this Mishnah. Vaiter Rabbi Yossi, the second shita who holds that shlishi chulin cannot become a shlishi, is Hada Amran. That's an easy one. That's what we just had on the previous Amud. The one who said the Kav HaChomer from Mechusar Kippurim. Because the Im Isay, if it's true that chulin can be a shlishi, then Laisi L'Revi'i B'Truma V'Chamishi B'Kodesh. We essentially were saying that you have chulin, whatever it can be, Truma can be one step worse, and Kachim can be one step worse. So we assumed that Chulin, the worst that Chulin can become is a Sheni, so therefore Truma can be one step higher, a Shleji, and Kachim can be one step higher than that, can become a Revi. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, if Rabbi Yossi held like Rabbi Akiva, that Stam Chulin can become a Shleji, then he should have had a Kav HaChomer that Truma can be one step higher, and Truma can be even a Revi, and Kachim can be one step higher, and Kachim could be even a Chamishi. So the fact that we assume that Truma become a shlishi and kashim can be a revi means that we're assuming inherently that chulin, the worst it can become, is a sheni, but again against Rabbi Akiva that chulin cannot become a shlishi lutumah. Okay, so Vaiter, who's the third shita that goes against Rabbi Akiva? So let's give one more piece of background. There's a concept called chulin al taharas truma, or chulin al taharas hakodesh. Imagine you're a kohen. Maybe you are a Kohen. Imagine you're a Kohen living in the Beis HaMikdash, and you have a job of eating, you have to eat Truma a lot of the time. You're going to be eating Truma, very, very often. So let's say you're eating your regular breakfast of cereal in the morning, and you're not so careful. You're like, this is cereal, this is chulin, so I can be tame when I eat this. I don't have to be careful about my Cheerios in the morning. But then later in the day, I'm going to be having a Truma piece of food. I'm not going to be careful about it because I'm chalek between my chulin Cheerios and my Truma food later. I'm going to lose track of when I have to be careful, when I don't have to be careful. So as a safeguard, most Kohanim would say, I'm going to treat all food that I touch like Truma. So even my Cheerios in the morning, I'm going to treat it like it's Truma. I'll only eat it when I'm tahor. I'll make sure not to make my Cheerios tame. I'll just treat everything like Truma so I don't make any mistakes and accidentally be metame Truma or cause some problems when I'm eating Truma. So that was a good chumrah. And therefore, if someone, this is a chiddush, if someone treats his Cheerios like Truma to a certain extent, that chulin takes on the status of Truma, which is going to be Liza for our example right now. So chulin al taharas truma, chulin that a kohen is machmir to treat like truma, is actually like truma, which we'll see can even make it into a shlishi latuma, which is wild. This is regular Cheerios, chulin, and they become a shlishi, because this kohen's machmir to treat it like truma, chulin al taharas truma, according to this sheet we're going to read in a second, can even become a shlishi latuma. Another example, let's say he wants to be machmir to treat everything like kachim. So Rashi points out that chulin al taras kodesh, if he treats all food, his Cheerios, teach it like kachim meat that could be used for a carbon, that chumrah is a bit too far. That is not a necessary chumrah. Not everyone took on that chumrah. So that Cheerios is like regular Cheerios. If you're machmir to treat everything like kachim, that chumrah is not a viable, accepted chumrah that actually has a way to impact the food. So chulin ataras kodesh is this regular chulin. But chulin ataras truma has the status of teruma. So let's read the Mishnah. What does that have to do with us? So we have now the third shita. Again, the whole point is to bring an example of a Tana who holds that chulin, regular food, cannot become a shlishi. Rabbi Akiva said that it could. That's a das yachid. Most hold that it can't become a shlishi. And we're going to bring another example. Rabbi Yoshua holds that regular chulin cannot become a shlishi. So what's the Mishnah? The Mishnah says in Taros, the Tanan, Rabbi Elazar Omer, ha'ochel ochel rishon rishon. Erez's example, if you eat a rishon, you become a rishon. And if you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. If you eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi. Rabbi Elazar holds, you are what you eat. If you eat a rishon, you're a rishon. You eat a sheni, you're a sheni. You eat a shlishi, you're a shlishi. Whatever you ate, you become. Again, this is mitzvah rabbanan. Usually a person can't become a sheni. I ate a shlishi, I don't care. I'm a person. People can't become shlishis. But mitzvah rabbanan, they have these zeros that a person can even be a sheni or treated like a sheni, treated like a shlishi. If they eat food. Usually also food can't be metame people. That's usually not true midaraisa. Midarabanan, if you eat something, so the first shita of Rabbi Elazar is you are what you eat. You eat a rishon, you're a rishon. Eat a sheni, you are a sheni. You eat a shlishi, you're a shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua, who's important for us, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Ha ochel ochel rishon, ve ochel sheni, sheni. If you eat a rishon or a sheni, then you're a sheni. And if you eat a shlishi, then it depends. You're a sheni ba-kodesh, ve'ein sheni ba-truma. If you eat a shlishi, so you are a sheni in certain regards, in that if you touch kachim, you'll make kachim into a shlishi. So you're a sheni in regards to kachim. If you touch kachim, you make it a shlishi. That could also make a revi. But ein sheni ba-truma is a unique halacha according to Yeshua, that even though if I eat a shlishi, I'm like a sheni, but I can't cause any problems for truma. That's why Yeshua is mechalik. If you eat a shlishi, you're like a sheni in regards to kachim, but not in regards to truma. End of the day, Yeshua basically says, we have within both of these shitos, if you eat a shlishi, you become something. You become either a shlishi, according to the first shita. If you eat a shlishi, you become a sheni for kachim, but not for truma, according to Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemara, this is where it's important for us, the Gemara clarifies, what shlishi did you eat? So I would have said, truma. But the Mishnah clarifies. No, bechulin shenasu ataras truma. What shlishi did this guy eat that it made him tamei midrabanan? He ate chulin that a kohen was treating like truma. He ate the Cheerios that the kohen was machmir to treat like truma. And now we're making a diuk on the Mishnah. That's dafka, but we said this kiddush over here. Even though it's regular stam chulin Cheerios, but since he treated it like truma, it can become a shlishi l'tuma. But also, it's dafka, that special chulin. Dafka chulin ataras truma in. But if it was chulin ataras kodesh, or if it was regular chulin, that cannot become a shlishi. Dafka, because it was special chulin that had truma characteristics. He treated it like truma. That's why it can become a shlishi. But alma kasavar ain sheni osa shlishi bechulin. We see from Rabbi Yeshua that a sheni cannot make chulin into a shlishi. In general, against Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua holds regular foods cannot become a shlishi. That's our third example. We'll end off with one more. This is our fourth of five. Next week, Rabbi Radville will take on number five. But so the fourth Tana who holds, unlike Rabbi Akiva said chulin can be a shlishi. These all hold that chulin cannot be a shlishi. Only truma can be a shlishi. So Rabbi Elazar, deitanya or detnan, Rabbi Elazar Omer shlosh dan shavin. The following three are equal. What three? Harishon shebe kodesh, veshebe chulin, veshebe truma. Any rishon, whether that rishon is kachim, or if that rishon is chulin, or if that rishon is truma. It is mitame. It has the same halacha. And so let's just take a second to say it outside and things to make it a lot clearer. We'll read it in 2 seconds when we say it outside. If something is a rishon, so it has three categories below it. So if you're talking about touching kachin, so it can go all the way down to a revi. So it can be mitame shnayim, when it regards to kachin, it can be mitame two levels down. Those are both tame levels that can even transmit tuma and pasul echad. It can make kachim into a revi. So if you're a rishon and you touch kachim, that can also touch other kachim, all the way down to a revi. That's mitame shnayim posel echad. It's mitame down two levels, makes them both tame, and that can also transmit tuma and pasel echad. Let's say there's only truma in front of me, and I'm a rishon. So I can make truma into a sheni, and then I can make it into a shlishi, but then that's the end of the line. So I'm only metame echad uposel echad. I can be metame down one level, but then my end of the line, posel, is after one. And if all I have is kulin in front of me, and I'm a rishon, so I can be metame a sheni, but that's it. So that's really posel echad, and that's it. So that's what we basically say by shlosh and shavim. The following three things are all the same in the following way, that it is metame shnayim uposel echad bekodesh. If there's kashim in front of me, I can be metame down two levels, metame to asheni, and metame to eshlishi, and posel echad, and I'm posel echad, I can make the revi'i, which is pusel, end of the line. And if I have truma in front of me, I'm metame echad uposel echad betruma, so I'm a rishon, and I can make truma metame down to asheni, and then posel, end of the line, one level to eshlishi. And if all I have is chulin, posel echad bechulin, you can make chulin pasul, but that's the end of the line. Making it a sheni is the end of the line. So we see mefurish, a chulin, regular food can only become a sheni, but cannot become a shlishi. Shlishi is reserved for truma. So, two takeaways for today. One takeaway is, do we hold that chulin can become a shlishi? Rabbi Akiva happens to say in our Masechta, in our Mishnah, that yes, regular chulin can become a shlishi, but generally speaking, no. What can become a shlishi l'toma? What can become a shlishi l'toma? Truma. And what can become a revi'i?
Kachim.
Truma can be a shlishi, kachim can be a revi'i, but if you're not truma or kachim, your regular cup of coffee, that can't become a shlishi l'toma or a revi'i l'toma. Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah happens to say that chulin can be a shlishi, but that's a chiddush, that's a unique shita. We have spent the whole amud bringing other examples that everyone who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva and holds no, shlishi is only for truma, and revi'i is only for kodesh, but chulin cannot become a shlishi, and definitely not even a revi'i. And then second takeaway is, how do we know that truma can become a shlishi, or that kachim can become a revi'i? So that's what we spent last week and this week talking about. What's the source that truma can become a shlishi? That was a kal v'chomer from Tevul Yom. What's the source that kachim can be a shlishi? That was a pasuk in the Torah. What's the source that kachim can be a revi'i? Who says that this category of kachim being a revi'i exists? That was a kal v'chomer from Mechusar Kippurim. So truma being a shlishi, that's a kal v'chomer from Tevul Yom. Kachim being a shlishi is a pasuk in the Torah. That's easy. But kachim being a revi'i, our bottom category, that's a kal v'chomer from a mechusar Kippurim. Okay. Shkoyach.